Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks as always for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, what's showing up on my radar, Mike, is something that you sent me earlier on in the week. Was just an article that was kind of exploring a little bit about whether this year in March or in 2025, whether traffic by Canadians to Myrtle Beach, which is one of Canadians' favorite destinations, was down. You know, I think it was kind of inconclusive this year whether Myrtle Beach had been impacted a lot by, you know, the current political situation and whether Canadians had stayed away from Myrtle Beach. So,
well, yeah, and I did send you that article from the New York Times. So, yeah, you are, I guess you were born in Canada.
I spent the first 40 years of my life in Canada. I was born there. We moved to South Carolina in 2000. We have been here, therefore, for 25 years. This is our home. We love Columbia. We love South Carolina. And we really kind of feel like it's our mission. I've done it hopefully countless times on this show, is to elevate the stories of great things being done in South Carolina and talk about what South Carolina is doing well. We've been great ambassadors and had lots of friends and family visit from Canada, kind of to show off South Carolina. So I was actually one of those guys that made a trip from Canada in March. We call it March break, not spring break, but we came down and golfed for 6 days back in 1993. So, yeah.
And so the article, basically the bottom line said that the impact has been kind of minimal on Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to go back to Canada in February, and we've been back a lot. So kind of got a little pulse of, you know, the mood in Canada. And I think, you know, there's been three things that have upset them: the trade war, the tariffs, and that the uncertainty that that might cause in the Canadian economy is worrying. So there's that. The comments about 51st state, you know, questioning Canadian sovereignty and, you know, Canada should join the United States, that has been upsetting. And also there's been some Canada bashing, you know, as a result of it. So, Mike, the reaction in Canada has been very strong. So Canadians are really at a point where they are looking to boycott things from the United States. They do not want to buy products from the United States. There's a real kind of buy local kind of a movement. There's a travel internally, like, let's stay in Canada this summer, let's go elsewhere. So I really don't want to underestimate what I'm seeing from Canadians, is that the uncertainty in and around the tariffs has caused Canadians to kind of reconsider. I've heard overall 20% less travel to the United States already from Canada. So that might impact more places like Maine, maybe not so much Myrtle Beach. But I do want to kind of mention three things that South Carolina does well, and that is aerospace, automobiles, and agriculture. So just the uncertainty in and around those tariffs, to be clear, we're good at those. So we have a lot of employment. We have a lot of companies here employing a lot of people in those industries. And aerospace is an export industry. You know, that's going to be a cost. There could be a benefit if the tariffs do cause foreign direct investment to happen in South Carolina. There could be a benefit of more people locating there. And there is talk about that. There's also, you know, you could talk about, we do well in automobiles. And the automobile industry is in disarray because free trade agreements that have been in place, but just even on the North American continent, have created an integrated supply chain that is really complex for automobiles. 70% of the automobiles that are manufactured in South Carolina are exported. You could also say there's a benefit. You know, I've heard Hyundai and Volvo and Honda may locate plants here in South Carolina or the United States. So there may be a benefit to it. But I also feel like the world mood, the Canadian mood, is to boycott things from the United States. And that does kind of worry me. This is an important relationship, Canada and the U.S. I think this will pass, but it is really a relationship that is the envy of the world.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for your time today and your insight.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.